it all comes from a much deeper pshat, which is nevea from Teres HaSoid, I guess. I just want to explain the Nakud about this as well. Rav Hutna once said, he once told Zichon, the Kabbalah is called Teres Emes. The Ramban speaks about Valderech Emes, and so on. And he asks, so when Ramban says Valderech Emes, this is the pshat, and Derech Emes means Kabbalah. So does he mean to say that the other ones are sheker? Like, what exactly is he implying by saying this is emes? To be shaitel the other pshat doesn't make any sense. So he said like this, that when you have, the way he explained it was, when you have a ikar reason, for instance, if someone asks me why did I travel to Israel, I tell them the weather's nice in Israel. So it's true the weather's nice in Israel, and it's true that that's a reason to go to Israel. Someone else would say, well, the Sfarim are very cheap in Israel. The statement is true, and there's an Indian in that as well. But that's not the Sheresh Indian. Sheresh Indian was the place I made a chasna, so I went there. But Sheresh versus Chutz, Panim versus Chutz, is Nitfas as Emes to less than Emes, in the sense that the more the reason that's koydel more and stands in more places is more Emes. Lamashal, if in Chochma Soilam, math in abstract form, if I tell somebody that two apples and two apples equals four apples, that statement is a checker. It's not as emistic as two and two equals four. Because two apples and two apples equals four apples is already a specific case of a more general emis. So therefore, when I speak about when I speak about emis in different qualities of emis, the more something is a fundamental yesod, the more rooted it is at its most panimistic a point, that tefisa is called emes klapi others. So 2 and 2 equals 4 stands by itself. Now 2 apples and 2 apples equals 4 apples, or 2 bachrim and 2 bachrim equals 4 bachrim, that's already teitzos, more outer manifestations, more specific cases, and not so much nitfas in the Sheresh Inyan. So that's called emes. Kabbalah is emes klapi others in the sense that it's a sheirishtika havana, it's a sheirishtika tam, and therefore it applies to more cases. So the mashal, he's setting out, you can set up 3 inyanim klapi the others, and you can set up 3 inyanim klapi darkei avodas Hashem, and you can set up 3 inyanim for the kima bria, and all of those things, those are all offshoots of a more mushishtik emes, which as it comes down and takes on many forms, that's how it expresses itself. So the reason the mile of knowing Chachmas HaPnim, Chachmas HaKabbalah, is because it is an Indian where if you understand the terminology of Chesed and Gevurah Tiferes, you'll understand it in Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, you'll understand it in Torah Avodah Zarah Chasadim, you understand it everywhere, because those are all manifestations, those are all examples and expressions of a cloud that's emes. And that's why he says it, all yaitz mistafen apir shemit tejishma mezebim kea chochma. One more way, what I told you now is a description of why he holds and why we understand the emes of chachmas emes and so on. It also is correlated, that is, that the people whose pirushim are people who are grounded in their chemis, like the Maral, so even when they explain it in terms that are not chachmas emes, the sheirish comes from chachmas emes. And it's very helpful that the person, you know, he can explain it in different ifanim that are meaningful to us, but he's yoinik it from a mucker that's ne'eman. Vakaponim, so he says, this comes out to Pirsha Mita, Sheesh, Mayim, Zevkechach, Shekva Yodata, Ki Yisayda Sayilam Hem Kimo, Asher Nikra B'Seifi Yitzir Emesh Ve Mayim Aveish. This is also very interesting. In the earlier Mekubalim, and the morale included, that flavor, some of the Yisaidis of philosophy kind of were included in at least the terminology of it was included in these Inyanim. So you do find, well, Sefer Yetzirah is a very early Sefer, but the Sefer Yetzirah says that the Bria has four elements in it. Now, the Rambam says it also, those elements are Greek elements, and they are the four of earth, water, air, and fire. Now, even though today, quote-unquote, we don't hold by that, but that's not really true, in the sense that the word element became a little bit differently defined, but the forms of matter are still four. Solid, liquid, gas, and energy are correct terms describing matter. So it's not, the problem is not the terminology. The problem is just exactly what we describe with it. But Akapanim, the Sefer Yetzirah says the world has in itself Mayim, Avir, and Eish. Vehem, Yisina, Yisaitis, Lazar, Shleshem. And the fourth one is not mentioned. What he means is, in when we spoke about spheres, we mentioned about the extreme distinction between Malchus and the other spheres. The other spheres are active mashpiim. Malchus absorbs and reflects. So it's really three and one in a very, very clear way. Aver, Mayim, and Eish are all active elements. Air, water, and fire move. Earth sits and absorbs and others. So, Yisaitis Ba'olam Shloshim, V'liniska V'ya Arta Tam Yidulon V'ayla. So these are Yisaidis that come from Elyon. Shem Yisaidis HaKoyl, Shem Yim Nivrakot, Moshe Vosham. Ve'elu Shloisha, Al Yide'el Gimel Dvarim, Miskashem Bo Yisparach, Hashem Hua Yisaid HaKoyl, U'bazer Ha'olam Oymed V'kiyom Yisparach. These three Inyanim are the basic Inyanim that are the physical Bria. And the reason why they're so important are, the reason why this pshat is going to be very fundamental pshat is because you're dealing with the most fundamental level of the Bria. Eish and Mayim and Ruach are, Ave, Mayim, and Eish are all the most cherished thing called the Bria. Way before you got to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, you got to Eish and to Mayim and to this. So all of these are in Yonim, cherished in Yonim the Bria, and what keeps these elements in existence are these three in Yonim of Torah, Avodah, Mitzvah, Chasadim. U'bazeh ha'olam oyim givusach. So in other words, each one of these elements, b'kedusha, is mekusha to one of those things of Torah, Avodah, Mitzvah, Chasadim. Ka'Torah hi ruach chachmo bina. Torah is keneged ruach, like it says, the nachal of ruach Hashem, ruach chachmo bina, ruach etzik vura. The ruach is something which both in its meaning in the pasuk and its it's the thing that gives something else life and so on. That is like when we speak about Ruach in terms of a neshama, like we speak about the Ruach Chachma Bina means a spirit of Chachma Bina. It's not even something tangible, just a Metzius HaYayna. Then he says, HaAvoyda Hiya Eish, Sheikach Nikris HaAvoyda B'chol Mokam Karim Lach L'Ishai. Like we explained, because Avoyda is Batlos, and Ein Lecha Kamoy Offer to be Mevatl something completely. V'chol HaKabonis Rech Hashem, Adol Zem Oid Yedua, that Kineged, that Eish is going to be Avoyda, the Mizbeach had Eish always, and the Leisichbe, it's all the din in Avoyda. V'shchitas Kol Kotshim, Kotshim Kadoshim, Bitzof and Dafke, Shemishom Midas Ha'esh. Midas Ha'esh and Midas Ha'din are seen to be one and the same. Gavriel is the side of Eish. It's something which is the Kiloy and the Porea and so on. V'ugmilas Chasodim Himidas Hamayim. The Siv Shlach Lachmach Al Bnei Hamayim Ki Beroiv Hayomim Timtze'ena. Water is the thing that gives life, the thing that that gives chiyus to everything else. It's the giving part of the Bria, and it bestows life. Eish destroys things, so it battles them out of existence, and Mayim gives them the existence. Avraham Avinu, Yisrael HaChesed, Zchir Av Nimshach Achrocha Kamayim. Uksiv Asher Yisrael Al Kol Mayim. Water is a mashpia, and it's a mashpia toiv always, and therefore, in the mashal, when we mispal for too much rain, you're not allowed to be mispal not to have geshem. You're mispal that a kaisel can't be seivel rave toiv. But there's always it's water is a shpah of toiv. Lefikach amal gimel tvarim ha'olam oimed ki ha'olam hazeh ashu miyusir al gimel yusajim v'chayinu miskash v'yisbadig el gimel tvarim. So since this world, in order to stands this world is these three Yesaidas, so you need a Ruchnis Tekatsura for each one of these three Yesaidas to give it its Metzias. And these are the Ruchnis Tekatsias. Kiesh Yesaidah Ruach Kisha Shal Teira, Shu Ruach, Teira is done through the mouth, which is Ruach, and so on. Yesaidah Maim Yesha Kisha Bnas Chasodim, Shu Minas Amaim. Yesaidah Eish Yesha Kisha Bavoida Shi Eish. But the Eilu Gimla Dvarim, Yasha Kalechon, Megim and Sedis, Oil Mesha Kisha Bechna, Question is Bar, Yeshan Kisha Mashem is Barach, Katera Vavoyus Asad Mesha Kisha Mashem is Barach, Acha Kol Mekosha Boys Barach. So these three become the Emtsoim when Ruach becomes Chelik of Taira, and Taira is Mekosha Gadish Barach, when Eish becomes a Chelik of Avoid, and that's a Kosha Gadish Barach, and Mayim becomes a Chelik of Mekosha Gadish Barach, and that's a Kosha Gadish Barach, they all retain their Keshem, and mainly they have a Metzias. The let's add another knetch to this maybe. A person lives in his house, and the house is his. If a person has clothing in his closet, he doesn't just keep some clothing. Not a clothing store. He keeps the clothing that he needs to express himself through. The jackets I need, the shirts I need, the hats I need, etc. So the existence of all of these bits and pieces in my closet are only those that, what do I need this for? When a person is trying to clean up a house that's a mess or overflowing, somebody sits down and says, okay, we're not taking anything for granted. What's this shmata for? What's this piece for? What's this baguette for? Anything that's not used or that's useless, you throw out. mayim and a esh and a ruach in the bria has a metzias only if it's the expression of Torah or avodah gemar. That's its metzias.
Shema Hashem,
כי בשם הזה מסקה שישראל הרוח עדי התורה, שנית בשם הזה, השני עשר זה מלמוישה שמקרב לתורה. So, the ישראל הרוח is that's connected to the Kivavke, and that's connected through Moshe Rabbeinu. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is megala to him the Shem Havaya. Pasuk says it was Shmi Hashem le'ndati lehem, Shmi Havaya le'ndati lehem, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Teira. So you see that Teira is megala through Shem Hashem, Shem Havaya. You have that also in you have that same idea in the Shem Havaya by it says by the Mekoshes Eitzim, that how did he know the Shem Havaya? Where did he hear the Shem Havaya? The Shem Havaya, he heard it in Har Sinai Matan Torah. I just want to just round out the Inyan. You have the Yichud of Shem Havaya is that it's not a particular midah, that it's not a Hanhagah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's koil all anhagas. It's where you don't have a particular nekuda. The chelik of Yiddishkeit, I guess we'll call it, to just distinguish Torah from actually Limud Torah to Torah B'Klal is every mitzvah is limited to itself. Lulav is lulav, and shayfer is shayfer, and paraduma is paraduma. Every mitzvah has its own inyanim, and that's it. The mitzvah that includes all other mitzvahs is Talmud Torah. A little bit you have a muscle by tzitzit, you have rimazim and schartem, but in Talmud Torah you have all the mitzvahs. And more than that, in lulav and esrig and talis and tzitzit, they have nothing to do with each other. Even if the Yid is wearing a talis and he's holding lulav and esrig, there's no shaychas be'etzim, a mikritik of shaychas. In Torah you shtel tzu me'inyan le'inyan, you stole to all of them with the common denominators and the distinctions, because in Torah you be'etzim include all inyan and pratim. So that's why Torah is a very klolistic inyan, and in that sense it's connected Shem Havaya, because, and the reason is because Torah is one step in abstraction above all the mitzvahs which are physical realities. It's similar to what we explained in Torah itself about Chochmas HaSoid, Chochmas HaPnim, that since it's the most abstract Chochma, it's Koil the other Inyanim. Here also, since it's an abstract thing, it's Koil, Torah is Koil of Machshava, as opposed to other Inyanim and Mitzvahs, that each one is physical reality. So therefore, it's the Sichlius thing is Koil all other Inyanim as well.
They go from the most shayrish take apart of the Bria
and the next person itself in the Aves, the next person itself in the Eifen of the Pri, and so on. All of them, because they come from a Kama Sheirish, they're all going in one direction. That's that. And then the next piece is just going to explain Shimon HaTzadik, the Kesha that he said to Avad Yosef Sadim with the Yanim that he said before. Any Shilas?
Yeah, just I didn't fully understand what's the union of the three. Just the basic cut, the three you say, this Maim, Ruach, and Anish. And with the Torah, it says if you learn Torah, that's Machazik, but you say the Ruach, what exactly, what does it mean?
Well, the Bria, the physicality is realized on with three different forms, with liquid, with solid, and so on, with gas. The Metzius, everything in the world physically has a Metzius because it's a fulfillment of some ruchniistic teichen. What Hashem wanted in the world was Torah avodah gevurah sadin. For Torah, the Metzius that needed a concept of ruach. For avodah, needed a concept of eish. And in other words, if in the world of ruchnis there's something which can be mavatal something totally. Then physically we needed. Then physically there will be metzias that annihilate something completely, and that's eish.
That's sort of a reflection of the ruchnistic and metzias.
I don't think the word reflect. I'd rather use the word manifestation of it. In other words, if I tell you, if I make a plan against someone else's army, and I say I'm going to need to attack them from behind, they need to attack them from here, and they need to attack them there, then the guy says, okay, so then you need a navy, because on the side it's water, you're going to need an air force, because that's the way to get behind them, and you're going to need tank forces, because that's the way to attack them in front. So the concept was a very abstract concept. When it translates into the world of reality, then these are inside of it.
I understand that the Indian of Mayim is connected to Chesed, that Mayim is Megadol, and the Eish is Shaykh to Bittel and Avodah. I mean, when we say that Torah is connected to Ruach, other than the fact that Torah, you happen to, you know, Torah is done with one's mouth, but you know, is there something more, you know...
Ruach is something that can lift up the physical and Ke'ilu carry it. It's the Vayisas Ragav. It can inspire something with it. As opposed to Eish and Mayim, which act on it, Ruach actually kind of gives it a life to it. And it's the word that's used interchangeably for life, for Etenes Ruchibo, and so on. So therefore you have that language.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can I just ask an unrelated question? Just someone asked me the other day, you know, the Weltkasha about what happened to all the Gerim of Avram and the Gerim of Yitzchak and Yaakov, you know, the base Avram. You know, what's the Welt's answer? What's an answer?
Well, the answer is Avram had the power to make Gerim, but not to have them become a Metzias Asmi. They could not last on their own. You can sometimes, it's two separate daggers. A person can inspire people to do good and create a yeshiva or a shtibel or whatever it is, and it's a whole new second dagger that it's a bar kayama. That even when you remove the person who is doing it, it still stands on its own. As Avram's mida was a mida that could bring life to it, but it couldn't create things that would stand on their own feet.
Just two horrors on that. I mean, I thought that when we say Hamidu Talmidim Harbe, which is Keneged Avram, the Pshat is not just to be Malamed Talmidim Harbe, it's to be Maimed Talmidim, it's to give them the Echelis to stand on their own two feet. And the whole Midah of Avram, of Gemilas Chasadim, is to give the Talmud the wherewithal to be Nigmal from the Sherish.
Within itself.
Otherwise it's not Chesed, otherwise it's...
Correct, but when a person is Maimed Talmud, it starts with a Hashbah. It starts by the person living off me. Just like parents and children, the first kufa, you can't take a 4-year-old and have him live on, so you can't take a 6-year-old. It starts with chesed. So in the kaima shlema of the others, yes, Yaakov came around, they all, everyone stuck around. But in Avram's Midah, which is the initial Midah, does not have it in it yet, the ability to have things stick.
I mean, Lamaise Chazal say that Avram was Megagayim, Yitzchak Megagayim, and Yaakov was Megagayim.
Yes.
So you would have expected at least the Gerim of Yaakov to have remained. We see that when Yaakov went to Mitzrayim, it was, you know, it was Shivim Nefesh.
But Yaakov's own children did remain in the end. Yaakov's...
What about his Gerim, though?
I'm not sure. I don't know. But Avram's Gerim stands out more particularly. That's But Yaakov Taka, Klaus will gain the Midah of being final with Yaakov.
Right.
Rifudon said that Avram is the Erste Gevorne, Yitzchak is the Erste Gevorne, Yaakov is the Erste Verlorene. In other words, Yaakov's Yiddishkeit was tested that, I spoke last week somewhere, Avram had to be uprooted from his land. Yitzchak had to be planted in the land of Kedusha. Yaakov had to develop a dagger where he was above the land. In other words, it was irrelevant whether he was Mitzrayim or Yisrael. Avram could not begin to grow if he had to uproot from Chutz Arts. Yitzchak developed roots in Yisrael. Yaakov was rooted in Yisrael, even if he wasn't physically there. Nachla b'li Mitzrayim, he didn't need to be within the framework of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, Shkayach.
Kaltum.
Shabbos.